to be able to title themselves correctly.
18 minutes to eight.
Now, should it be against the law to publish pictures of children without the consent of their parents? It's not at the moment, but it may become so. It was debated in the House of Lords yesterday following a campaign by Hannah Weller. She's the wife of the singer Paul Weller, and she's with me. And I'm also joined by Tim Dawson, who is the vice president of the National Union of Journalists. And Hannah, you had your own experience, of course, when your children were photographed and pictures appeared on Mail Online.
Yes, it was in October of 2012 when my twins were 10 months old and my stepdaughter was 16. We were on holiday and they were followed around by a photographer all afternoon, and which was an unpleasant experience in itself. But the worst thing about it was that we then saw the photographs on the Mail Online a few days later, which was just an awful feeling for me as a parent to feel that my children's privacy had been violated.
And you complained?
Yes, we complained, and what ensued was a very lengthy process of sending lots of letters and hoping for some sort of assurance that it wouldn't happen again, which we didn't receive. And so we had no choice but to take them to court.
And
thankfully we won. And the judge found in our favour, found that our children did have a right to privacy, and awarded my children £10,000 in damages.
Right. Well, given that, does that not suggest it's working? The system is working?
I think that if you have the money and you're willing to go to court over this kind of breach of privacy, then yes, you may well win. There's a chance that you won't, which is a scary place to be when you're going up against such a massive organisation. But the point, what I believe is that parents shouldn't have to go through this process. Lots of people can't. You know, this is, you know, it's expensive and it's worrying. But it's my view that parents shouldn't have to go through this process, that our children's right to privacy should be protected by law, which is why my campaign is seeking clarity in legislation.
Tim Dawson, why shouldn't it be?
I have every sympathy with Hannah and the experience that she had, and I don't defend the worst excesses of the paparazzi. However, a change in the law would have extraordinary unintended consequences, I believe, that would make the ordinary practice of journalism and photography almost impossible.
Why?
I counted in my local paper, the Ipswich Star, last night, and I found, 35 pictures of people who looked to me as though they were children. The process of having to obtain written consent from the parents of each of those would, I think, simply not be possible. So the effect that it would have on editors is that they would look at any picture of children and say, you know what, I'm not going to take the risk. I receive three or four phone calls a day from opportunistic law firms trying to persuade me to sue people who might have employed me in the past or who might have sold me PPI. What we'd find with a law of this kind is that opportunistic lawyers would be going through the newspapers looking for cases that they could bring on behalf of people who may or may not have given consent for their children to appear in the newspapers.
And that is a problem, isn't it? If you can imagine taking a photograph in a crowded high street or whatever to illustrate the Boxing Day sales or something, you'd have to pixelate every single child?
No, that's not what the campaign is asking. What we're asking is that where a child is identified, it's the journalist's responsibility to seek
consent.
So it's
attaching the name to the child that would make it. And that is a significant difference, Tim, isn't it?
Well, it is. But you see, I'm not really persuaded that there's an enormous problem here. And again, I'd be interested in clarity from Hannah. I'm not certain whether it's a change in the civil or the criminal law that she's asking for. I looked through last night complaints made to the Press Complaints Commission. Now, you know, they operate an editor's code of practice, and their successor organisation operates an editor's code of practice, which stipulates that newspapers must be very careful in the way in which they use images of children. And I could find very, very few complaints at all. I mean, about 3% of all the complaints that were made that I looked at to the Press Complaints Commission during most of last year and the year before were on issues relating to children. And I couldn't find any of those where they hadn't either been satisfactorily resolved or the determination was that there hadn't been a breach of the code. So I'm not really persuaded that there's a huge problem here.
Hannah?
Well, my family, for example, didn't even bother with the PCC, to be quite honest. We felt that this wasn't a matter for press regulation and that it was a matter for the law. I felt that I believed at the time that it was already illegal to publish photographs of children and to expose their identity without consent, and was surprised to learn that it isn't already. But I think that I've spoken to other famous parents, if you will, and I don't think that they would go to the PCC, to be quite honest. So whether or not there are lots of complaints in that way, I think also there's a fear for lots of parents that if they complain and if they stick their neck out, that they will become the subject of even more damaging reports about them or more intrusion into their private lives.
And that is a point, isn't it, Tim? If there are already strict guidelines, which there are, what's the harm in converting those guidelines into legislation, making it a law, making it illegal to show the sorts of pictures that Hannah's talking about?
Well, it's a bit disturbing to think that we have guidelines and we have a complaints procedure that people aren't using and aren't making use of. And I would encourage...
Well, because over the years, that complaints procedure hasn't been covered itself with glory, has it?
I am by no means uncritical of the complaints procedure that there has been, but I've yet to see a single case of somebody who's made a complaint about coverage of a child where a compelling case has been made to me that it had failed. And if those cases
exist... Yeah, but
you're
not a judge, are you? I mean, and maybe your judgment might be, I don't know, a little bit more easygoing than a court of laws.
Well, it might be, but I've not even heard somebody trying to make the case. Mm. I would be concerned. I mean, if we pass a law, and I mean, to be perfectly honest, the law that we're talking about here, I mean, again, are we talking about criminal law or civil law? If it's civil law, then it would still require individuals to take cases to court. They would still have to be able to fund that. I mean, I think there are far more profound issues with photography at the moment. I think we have this widespread belief, and Mrs. Weller has expressed it herself, that somehow taking photographs in public places or taking photographs of children is against the law, which it clearly isn't. And then we have individuals flooding social media with pictures of themselves that, to me, I think are rather ill-advised. I think we need a far more grown-up conversation about photography, which both says that it's a right and proper thing that photographers do to undertake their work, and that people should be right and properly cautious about the photographs that they put into the public sphere. And just one final point.
Very quick.
I read a lengthy interview that Mr. Weller gave about his children, in which he named them all, in which he talked about the joys of fatherhood and tips for fatherhood that he was passing on to other
people. But didn't provide images of them.
All right.
Well, no, but he did name them all.
Right. Well, I'm afraid we must end it there. I hope you think that the conversation has begun with this. Thanks both very much indeed, Hannah Weller and Tim Dawson.
Thank you.
The time, 11 minutes to 8, time for Thought.